Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, looks like we're pretty close to our 11th anniversary here of Cliff's membership in our Brain Trust. He's an attorney. You can tell that because he can't wait for me to. He can't keep having to object or interrupt or something. Cliff is the author of a number of books, including the eBay Business Answer Book, Crowdfunding Handbook, is another one of his books, and many others that he's written over the years. He's a syndicated columnist that you see his excellent columns all the time, and a very smart guy. And he's our good friend Cliff. Now you can talk.
Okay. How you doing, Jim?
I'm all right. Welcome back.
Hey, you too, buddy. You too.
Hey, one of the things that I want you to give us a report on, we talked about this with an online expert yesterday, but I want you to give us a little bit of the legal aspect of the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, folks. This is coming out of Europe. Now, my audience, Cliff, knows a little bit about this because I've been warning them about this for a couple of years. Some of my global internet policy, online policy experts, Steve Del Bianco specifically, has been keeping us up to date. He warned us about this coming when it was just a gleam in the EU's eye. And now it's coming to pass this week, basically. And remind the audience what it is and tell us about the legal ramifications.
Okay. First of all, the GDPR is a new European regulation that goes into effect on May 25th of 2018. And basically what it does, it is designed to provide a greater degree of protection for personal data for European residents than is currently available anywhere in the world. Most countries, including the U.S., have taken a very laissez-faire approach to privacy. They deal with it on a case-by-case basis. This is a comprehensive regulation that does not apply.
It's because Americans are laissez-faire about this.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, we have taken, back in the 90s, we passed a series of laws that basically took a hands-off approach to internet regulation. And this is one of several things going on, and I've written about this now, where the world is starting to change now. The internet is 25 years old, and it's starting to act like a 25-year-old kid. You know, starting to do some things that maybe aren't so great, and now there's a greater call to regulate, you know, around the edges. But the GDPR is a big deal. If you are doing business in Europe, if you are not doing business in Europe, but you get possession of and you deal with data of individual residents of the EU, you know, people who are living in the EU,
consumers,
there are a lot of things you have to do to protect their privacy that you did not have to do before.
And if you don't protect it, if you get upside down with them, they will fine you into the ground.
They're absolutely right. I mean, the fines under this are
which
incredible.
Brings me to my point. How can they do that? How can a regulator in Brussels reach across the ocean and slap somebody down in Kansas?
Well, you know, again, if you have no dealings with Europe whatsoever, you know.
But I have a newsletter. You have subscribers. To your
right.
People who follow your column, I have a newsletter I've been publishing for almost 20 years. So I don't know where my subscribers are.
Right, and that's true. And those people subscribe voluntarily.
Right,
you know, they opt into the thing.
But that's not good enough for the GDPR, though.
Well, it can be. It can be. But here's what I'm telling people right now, Jim. I mean, right now you have to look at exactly when do you get contact. When do you get individual personal data of individuals? This is a consumer protection law. We're not worried about businesses over there. We're worried about individuals. When do you get individual customer data you know, from customers who are resident in the UK. UK, or anywhere in Europe. The UK is still part of the European Union until March of next year, until Brexit takes effect. So even if it's just UK people, you got to worry about this. But here's the thing, Jim. This is what I'm telling my clients right now. Take a look at, you know, when do you get, what kind of information do you get, and how do you get it, and how do you use it? Because with a few simple changes, for most of your listeners, I have to believe, I don't think many of your listeners have a very broad exposure to Europe, to European.
Probably not, but they do sell some things. But here's my question. How are they going to reach across and get us?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. What they'll do is they'll bring, you know, actions in the U.S. They'll try to bring actions in the U.S.
Do they have standing in a U.S. court?
The answer is, I mean, if they can allege a harm to European residents,
yeah,
and especially if they can, I mean, this is.
I don't think this is going to be a big deal for local, for U.S. small businesses. Quick break. Right back with Cliff Finico. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.